have quite a full hour for us to go through. So enjoy the show from us here at Skull Tall.
Chequere, chequere, que no pare el chequere.
Multiple time Juno Award winner Alex Cuba releases his sixth studio album, Lo Único Constante, The One Constant, on April 7th. The One Constant draws from some of Alex's earliest influences from his childhood in Cuba. Catch him on tour this fall. The One Constant is available online and in stores April 7th. Visit alexcuba.com for more information.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Number two of the afterlives. Death is not forever. It is a second chance. Only the oblivion of the great lives lies beyond. The utter end. Nobody turns from the great graveyards. It is law. My law.
This is a recording by Matthew Wakeman. You might have heard of me. I've saved the afterlives a few times. Kind of. Well, a week ago I was at rest, as much as any dead person can be. Just me and my girlfriend and this weird dead person's cold thing I seem to have picked up. Thing is, though, rest, not everything is cracked up to be. Well, now things have just got complicated again, and Dave's brought us all back together. Everything's moving so fast. Anyway, I thought it might be best to leave a record of what we're about to do because it sounds sort of insane. So, first, all the people we thought were dead came back. Well, I say dead, kind of more dead than they were before, you know, deader than the rest of us. It's complicated, see, they went to the graveyards, but recently... Do you mind? I'm trying to... Sal!
What?
Fancy putting some clothes on.
I have clothes on.
Shoes don't count.
They do when they look this good.
You just can't walk around the cloud like that.
Why not? It certainly brightens up the decor around here.
Tor's not walking around in the scud as well, is he? I don't think I could take that.
Hey, I thought that too at first. You'd be surprised what you can take when you...
Sal!
Okay. I just came in for that ice cream we got from the dairy heaven.
Take it. Wait. What do you want it for?
Well...
Never mind. Just take it.
Okie dokie. Bye.
Right. So, yeah, all these dead people came back. And it turns out there's thousands, maybe millions more, and all locked up in the graveyards. They never went away. Well, not really. Just someone sealed them up. Well, now Dave has this big plan to release them. Something he, Barry and Nathaniel have been cooking up. Oh, yeah, Nathaniel's back too. It's probably a new record turnaround for returning from the dead, even by our standards. I think he only died for effect. Anyway, mostly Barry just makes sarcastic comments and moans about how the devil's roped him into this. I guess Dave convinced them something needed doing. So we've been following the trail of these weird herald things, and now we're almost at the centre of the afterlives. Dave thinks that's where the secret behind everything is, or something. He's going to release all the souls from the graveyard, and it'll do something big and fancy. Get the attention of the thing that locked them away, whatever it is that's supposed to have woken up. Oh, come on! Is it too much to ask for some quiet time? I'm trying to... Oh, hi.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't know it was you.
Can I come in, or are you busy?
No, come in. Anytime.
Right.
So?
Things have been weird since you found out about me, about how I died.
They haven't been weird.
Matthew.
Maybe a wee bit weird.
I don't expect anything, you know. It's not like we're married.
No, of course.
And Dave keeps going on about how the afterlives might not even be real and everything.
Yeah, are you following any of that?
Not so much.
I liked it better when it was just us in the sitcoms.
That was good. Bryn's still out there, you know? It isn't just gonna go away.
Nothing's changed, Kyra. It's just... it's hard finding all that out. I know that isn't you anymore, but it's going to take a wee bit to get my head around it.
Sure. Take as long as you need. Of course, now that Eve's back...
It's just so not about Eve. We're done. Proper.
She's changed too.
I know, but me and Eve, that's the past.
I'd be okay with it.
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, just wanted to see you.
Anytime.
Sure. When you're finished, come to the deck. Dave says we're close now.
Everyone's there?
Everyone except you and John. See you later.
Bye. So, my love life isn't so good. It'll be okay, though, you know. Just as soon as I get past the fact that my girlfriend led a death cult before she died, and our dead boyfriend is out there somewhere looking for us so he can exact terrible revenge. My afterlife really sucks sometimes. Still, at least it's not all about me anymore. Now it's all about this guy John, the only living soul in the afterlifes. Dave thinks he's the key somehow. There's always a key to someone's plan somewhere. Me, Dave, Ashley. Always needs to be someone around to drive all this stuff on. Someone everything hinges on. Guess it's this John's turn.
Ow! John, stop leaving the kettle on for so long.
What?
It almost burnt the hand off me. Why don't you just bite the bullet and buy an electric one?
Oh, it was my mum's. I like the sound.
Yeah, so much so that you're going to burn the house down listening to it one day.
Oh, you've got it now. Just fancy making the tea?
How did a man this lazy get his PhD?
Oh, skill, charm...
brass neck. Got much on today?
Presentation from that American guy. Another weird theory about the other side. All the crazies came out in the spring for some reason.
Show some respect.
Well, you point me towards a physicist and you've got it. A chemist even, but theology? I mean, that's not proper learning. That lot should be shacked up with the literature professors. They can prattle on about their little stories together and leave the real academics alone, thank
you. John.
What?
Don't.
What?
You know what? You're starting again.
I'm talking about a visiting professor. This has nothing to do with us.
Yes, it does. It's another one of your digs at my faith. You can't help yourself, can you? I don't make fun of your numbers and graphs.
Because my numbers and graphs come from solid empirical evidence.
Says you.
Says decades of study in human ingenuity.
And how does that compare to thousands of years of belief?
Well, quite well when you realise that most of these beliefs come from people who thought that the Earth was flat and you could cure warts by burying a potato.
People have the right to choose what they believe.
But when you believe something with no evidence, you give your will over, your power over to someone else.
If another academic can be recognised for his beliefs, then they're just as valid as yours.
Yeah, and it's the fact that people like Professor Michael Veritas can be recognised at all that depresses me. How is the human race ever going to move on while stuff like that is being tolerated, encouraged even?
You're a bigot. A science bigot.
Oh, you still love me, though?
No, I'm moving to Mexico.
Oh, but you hate the sun. Speaking of which, did you get that double vision thing checked out?
I've got an appointment this morning.
Well, take it slowly today, OK? Oh, and remind me to get the car serviced. Caroline!
John, come up to the deck. It's time.
Good, everyone's here.
Yeah, you can tell by the way there's really no space to move. Sorry, I slept on.
You okay? You look a bit peaky.
Yeah, I'm fine. What have I missed?
Oh, nothing much. Dave's just gonna get us all killed.
We can't really be sure if that even happens anymore.
It might be nice if creation made an exception for you, though.
You'd think higher beings would be less petty, wouldn't you?
I think they look quite nice.
I said petty, Thor. Petty.
Oh, right.
Can we get going here?
Yes, let's. Outside the cloud is the centre of the afterlife. A big blind spot that's been hidden from us all these years. We've been working in a machine, an alteration to the cloud that should break through to the graveyards and open them up. Hopefully that'll be enough to get the attention of whatever's in there, hiding from us.
Hiding, but awake. Just ask a herald. There's only about 1,000 of them running around telling us she has awoken, whoever she is. She better be worth all this.
She is ancient, predating even the graveyards. We've no idea what's waiting for us in there.
Won't all this take a lot of power?
That's why we have the full angel and devil armadas supporting us.
This is, quite simply...
Oh, no, you're going to do it, aren't you?
What?
Make the speech.
What speech?
The one where you offer everyone a chance to leave, all the while knowing that nobody's actually going to do it, but wanting to look all noble anyway.
No, I don't do that. I don't... Speech?
You kind of do.
You really do.
Well, from time to time.
Maybe a bit more than that.
It's been a bit of a habit of yours for a while, David.
You're a pompous git, Halo boy.
Fine. I won't say anything. Just flick the switch and see what happens. Thought it'd be nice to mark the moment.
Oh, we certainly marked the moment.
More than once.
Ew.
Oh, we probably don't need to hear that sound.
What? We're in love. It's perfectly natural.
Can someone kick me in the face? Please.
There. Done. Happy?
Don't see much happening.
Give it time. The more power the Armada builds, the more souls will come flooding out in the graveyards. Wait. Something's happening in the center of the afterlives.
Whatever's in there is coming out.
John.
What the... Why isn't anyone moving? What's going on? What's happening?
John, this must not be. Time is frozen. But I can only hold this for a short while.
The story continues.
Who are you?
You want to see Caroline?
Caroline? Where is she?
Beyond your help. But you could
have her back.
Right now.
You simply
need to change it.
Change what?
Everything.
Everything that has led here.
This moment is the crux. You can alter the course. Be my agent.
I don't understand.
Do you accept my offer?
I don't know what you want me to do.
Time moves, John Pappas.
The story must continue. Accept.
Or lose her.
Okay, I accept. Whatever it is, if I get Caroline back, I'll do it.
Excellent. You are very special, John. Only you can do this. Only you
can go back
into their timeline. Into their reality.
Rewrite the pages.
Together, we can make all of this right.
Where is this?
The center, John.
Everything spirals out from here.
From this.
It's a book. Just an old-looking book.
You see only what you can safely perceive. It is so vast.
So much more than you realize.
A story heading ever onward. But this tale has turned sour. You must turn the pages back.
Oh, why don't you do it yourself?
The rules of the afterlife.
My rules. My will. This place is composed of my will.
Go against my own rules, my own will, and I am nothing.
I cannot interfere with the story myself.
Cannot turn back the pages or close them. But you are not of this place. You have power. Turn back these pages, John. Help me rewrite the tale. Find your character.
Okay. What's happening?
Change.
Hello? Hello?
New arrival. Be calm. You are now in the box. You have ended your time in life and your eternal service begins now. Do not attempt to resist. Your supervisor will be with you shortly.
The box?
There was no Matthew. There was only John.
And so the story changes.
As everything is rewritten.
Hold on, everyone. Almost away. Almost. And we're off.
We are?
Sorry, missed introductions before. The Marilyn Manson fan with the serious expression over there is Kyra.
Kyra, yeah, I know.
How? I've never met you.
What?
Ignore her. She's rude like that. She also claims that everyone in her time is genetically programmed to be perfect.
Yeah, you helped them to die, right? The people in your Enders Club thing.
How did you know that?
Well, Matthew, he...
How did you know that?
Let go, I'm just... It was a guess.
That's some guess.
Kyra, enough!
You and me, we're gonna talk later.
Right.
Okay, let's all just settle down and get to know each other properly. The little firecracker here is...
I am Princess Salima Davar. I gave up my life as a sacrificial virgin. Well, sacrificial anyway.
I just call her Sal.
Ah, I'm Torbjörn Krah.
Yeah, right, the Viking.
There's also probably something you should know about me. I'm an angel.
You're an angel?
How did you know that?
He seems to know a bit too much about us all in, if you ask me.
What else do you know?
Well, there are other angels and a devil. Nathaniel and Barry.
But I've never mentioned it. Well, probably just best to keep all that to yourself.
Keep what to himself? What does he have on you?
Nothing, it's nothing.
It doesn't sound like nothing.
Leave them.
What?
I said it doesn't sound like nothing.
Okay, why don't we all just settle down?
Don't tell us what to do.
Fight somewhere private. We must look at curves.
I'm just going to go and lie down.
That's a good idea. There's a room just down there.
Yeah, I know the way. What have you done to me? Who are you?
My name is Alpha.
You said I'd get Caroline back.
You shall. And even more. But first, I require something of you.
What is all this? Why don't they know who I am? And how did I get back out of that cell? It was like I blinked and all of a sudden I was just back on the cloud.
Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a boy. A boy with a secret. When the special boy died, he went to the wrong place. A place of my choosing. Where the story moved onward. But then you came along, breaking into my domain, awakening me. Then the boy's friends became troublesome, creeping closer and closer to secrets that were forbidden to them. The story has been corrupted.
So, what do I do?
You must purify the tale.
What are you exactly?
I am everything.
Well, we've moved on again.
This is later. Another important moment.
Something important happened here.
No, something important could have happened here. But the tale diverged. We are going to rewrite that moment.
Oh, it's you. Stick with me. Dave's gone psycho.
Huh?
Something's wrong with him. He just attacked me.
But he's a good guy, isn't he?
I thought so too, till he had his hands around my pretty little neck. We should find the others. Tor, what happened?
Kyra, she bit my neck.
Why did you do that? Wait, you didn't make time with her too, did you? Not Kyra, that's disgusting.
No, I think she's turning into one of those vampires from before.
Oh, that's just peachy. Dave's gone Fruit Loop and Kyra wants to eat us.
The heart. Remember the stuff in the heart? Maybe that's what's causing all this.
Okay then. Why don't we run along and...
And what? Whine about the size of your room some more. Perhaps jump the nearest warm body to prove that, yes, you really are worth something more after all. Poor little insecure princess. Life can be so cruel.
I'll deal with this.
You look kind of weak.
I'll manage.
Ooh, the little Viking who couldn't wants to go around? How exciting.
Tor.
Leave. Now, before Kyra catches up.
Come on, John.
Too slow, Blondie. I can see your swings coming a mile away. And now that I have your sword arm with this hand... And your neck with this hand... Well, you know what happens now.
No!
He broke rather more easily than I'd hoped. Kyra must really pack a bite.
It didn't happen like this, not before. The Tor died later.
This is exactly how it must happen. Now.
Sal?
She will be fine.
She pulled the black webbing from the heart of the cloud. Davy returns to normal. And nobody blames him. Not really. He was not himself. But always there is a darkness there. A bruise left from what he did to Tor. Follow on, John Patmos. Follow the flicker of the pages.
And see your calendar.
This is getting like some kind of screwed up quantum leap.
You took your time.
Sorry, what?
I've been waiting.
Eve.
You have the cloud.
I'm really not following much of this.
The others trust you now. They'll follow you back.
Where?
To the box, of course.
Why would you want to go back there?
Have you forgotten the plan?
What plan?
No, you cannot do this. Stop.
Oh, God, I didn't mean to. I just appeared and the gun went off.
Where did she go?
Back to the waiting room. She was never truly alive nor dead. That's why she couldn't affect the balance.
No, I want to live again. I'm going through that gap.
You can't.
Get out my way, Angel.
Eve, I don't want to hurt you, but I'll do what I have to.
John, intervene.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
The box. David must not destroy it. He is prepared to kill Eve to stop her from using the gap into life. But there is an alternative.
I wasn't around for any of this. I don't know what's happening. I can't argue something if I don't understand it.
Then allow me to speak through you. Just borrow your voice.
Why are you asking my permission? If you're so all-powerful, then, well, just do it.
I have told you already. You are special. I must have your consent.
Let me pass!
This is your last warning, Eve.
He will destroy her, John, unless we intervene.
Okay, do it.
Relax. Allow me into your consciousness. Ah, there.
Dave.
It doesn't have to be this way.
It doesn't have to be this way.
You can change.
You can change everything.
The box needs a new administrator.
The box needs a new administrator.
What? I'm going to blow it up.
Think. The angels.
The angels.
The council.
Think of all the mistakes they've made.
Think of what they did to Anastasia.
Who?
How do you know about her?
They cannot be trusted.
They trust her with their power.
Another war is inevitable.
You can make it all better.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know
you feel guilty, David.
For the less of her massacre. For a little girl that died.
Left dying in a street.
A little girl that
encased in his armband a few levels down.
Her name is Ashley. You can save yourself.
I'm not fit to save anyone. I killed Tor.
Under the influence of Barubub. That devil
has cost you so much.
All the devils have. Imagine
what you could do with the box as your own weapon.
I don't want any more weapons.
What about it?
A deterrent.
A way of keeping balance.
Bigger than any army in the afterlife.
It wouldn't work.
Just let me pass.
Stay where you are.
Anastasia.
What about her?
She lives.
The angels does not destroy her.
You can't possibly know that.
Trust me. I heard some of the angels mention her name
in purgatory.
She wasn't sent to the graveyards?
You could have her back. You just need to keep control of the box.
By all means, allow your friends to escape. But you stay.
They wouldn't want you to follow anyway. Not after what you did to Tor. After everything you've seen, the mud huts on a thousand river sites,
the bridge, Anastasia, Isabel, all that pain.
You've always known how to fix it.
Right now, this is your chance.
All right, I'll try it. But nobody goes through that gap. From now on, no more observation. The afterlives are going to be run properly. My way.
Excellent.
Where am I now?
The next step in changing the story. The bridge between life and death.
Who are you? You're no angel. Have they sent lower beings to mock me now?
Nathaniel, what are you doing here?
Serving my time. Our glorious leader has never seen fit to release me. The bridge between life and death. Empty. While all souls go to the box. And David still leaves me here to rot.
Dave, he left you here?
The council left me here. But David and his justice committee have never removed me. He and his queen have probably forgotten about me completely. The price I pay for trust, I suppose.
You don't need to stay.
There is no way out from here. You.
Hello, Nathaniel. Long time no see.
I should rip the horns from your head, devil.
And if you really wanted to dance, I'd have a fun time of it. But that's not why we're here. We have a common enemy, Nathaniel. Our Grand High Lord, David.
Everything he is, you made him.
You flatter me. But everything David is was always there, just bubbling under the surface. And he needs to be stopped.
He controls the box and the afterlives with it.
But there is something stronger out there. And I know you have been looking into its location.
I have no idea what you mean.
The Candleman, Nathaniel.
A myth.
Really? Care to stake the rest of your eternity on it? Somehow, you found out where he was imprisoned. And I have a cloud.
And what about this mortal?
John? He is just another of David's old companions, cast aside. Same for the green one who left to explore the hedonism heavens. Or the goth girl who keeps trying to off herself. The little gang has long since broken up. They don't owe him anything.
I could really leave here with you.
Just need to shake on it. The power of the Candleman shared between us. Taking David out for good. Changing the afterlife forever. Well.
Done.
And the story continues.
Where have you brought me now?
What are you doing here?
More to the point, why are you standing on a roller coaster?
I came here to get away.
From what?
You, all of you, traipsing around the afterlife for no reason. All those heavens and hells, and none of it matters. Why did we even bother to escape? It's all too big. Angels and devils and war everywhere.
Okay, well, just relax. Step back from the edge, Kyra. Let's talk. What's happened?
Like you don't know. You helped them.
Who?
Dave, then Barry. Everything that's happened. You're always there. Why is that?
It's an accident. Wrong place at the wrong time.
Right place for the people involved, more like. And now it's falling apart. I can't stand it anymore.
Kyra, don't do that. Look, don't move, please.
I thought I'd never be able to do this again. I had a second chance. After Bryn, after my life and all my mistakes. But it just keeps going. It's all just suffering. Compared to that, the graveyards are a blessing.
Kyra, please.
You lost someone, didn't you?
What?
You used to talk about her.
Caroline.
I've never had that. Never had anyone who made me feel like that. Someone I'd fight for.
Well, that's because someone's missing.
Do not say anything, John Patras.
Someone you knew. Things aren't the way they're supposed to be, and it's my fault.
This is not why I brought you here.
His name was
It doesn't matter. Nobody matters. I just want it to end. If you see Dave again, tell him I hope it was worth it.
No! I didn't want this. I didn't want anyone to die.
You said you would do anything for your Caroline.
These were good people. Dave and Sal and Kyra. You've made everything go wrong for them.
No, you have. A simple replacement. You for him. They are flawed, like every other soul, every other character in every story ever told. Infinite possibilities in front of them. Matthew set them on one path. We have set them on another.
I'm not going to hurt anyone else.
We are close to perfection now. This story has almost reached its end and its new beginning. You will continue to be my agent for your Caroline.
What the?
And so it came to pass that a great war, greater than any other, struck the afterlife. David and his army took the box versus Nathaniel and the candle, and all was made ruin.
This is madness, Nathaniel! You can't control it!
Shut your mouth, traitor! The power of the Candleman has brought me this far, through all your servile little guards.
I'm not the bad guy.
Oh, no. You are our glorious benefactor, the great Emperor of the Afterlives.
The higher beings were doing nothing, just sitting back and observing. What did it achieve? What did it achieve, Nathaniel? Pain and suffering.
And you made it all better? With all your old enemies contained, imprisoned.
Well, if that's what it takes for peace and rest, it's a small price.
Look around you, David. Where is this peace? Few souls seem to have found any rest.
So we will take it from you. Creation in our own image.
The Candleman will consume you, Nathaniel.
That is the price we pay for our freedom. I pay it gladly. Now,
bow to me!
The two great forces clashed together, and the afterlife trembled at the power which had been unleashed. Power enough to unmake everything.
Why do you want this? It's chaos, it's hell!
It is required for the new beginning. The characters end their own story, and a new one begins. Free from the interference you brought about, John Patmos. But you will be useful yet. Now begins a new story, a new day.
The rules born again.
And you, as my new hero.
Nathaniel, you have to stop this. The power, it's ripping everything apart.
Such chaos. Sheer, unfettered force. The glory of my victory.
I didn't ask for this, all this destruction.
Yet you will receive it. The climax of one story in fire and terror. At the moment of destruction, everything is reborn. And the power grew, expanded across all of the afterlives until finally... Start over, John Patmos. Start again. The book moves on to a new page, a new tale, and you are now part of this new story, part of my domain. Once upon a time...
You ever have one of those days? One single, unexpected day that changes everything? One that marks the point between everything that happened before, everything you were before, and everything after? A day for standing up and being counted, for accepting the fact that change, well, change never comes. Everything's a pattern set by the dreamer. Every day is another chapter in the story, a day that forces you to accept everything will be the way it must. Have you ever had one of those days? Where?
The traveller found himself in never-ending sands, lost in golden dust.
Who said that?
Why, I did.
Who's there?
His eye.
your narrator.
I don't need a narrator.
Every story requires a narrator. Always there is a storyteller behind the scenes, pulling the strings.
Just leave me alone.
Ah, no. There is one greater than us both who requires my presence here.
So what, you just follow me?
More than that, I announce you. I salute your every step into adventure.
I don't remember coming here.
I shall leave you for a spell. One comes who will help you take your next steps. I shall return when your quest is ready to continue.
What is my quest?
The oldest quest of all. Searching for the one you love and discovering yourself along the way. The person your tale reveals you to be.
Hello?
Who's there?
It's okay. My name's Eva. Do you need help?
Where am I?
Ah, you're one of them.
One of what?
Lots of people are turning up in the sand dunes. Lost.
I feel like I was doing something important.
Come back to the town. I'll sort you out. What's your name?
John. I don't remember the second bit.
It's okay. Follow me. It's called Memoriam. Hardly anyone lives here anymore. Most people moved on.
Where?
Into the sands. Everyone thinks they have somewhere else to be. Just a few of us left now. Inside here. It's just me.
We're in the back.
It's okay. Everyone's really friendly.
Right.
Everyone, this is John. I just found him out in the sands.
Good to meet you. I'm Sally.
And that's David, Kira and Tom.
Hi.
Welcome.
Be right with you. Almost finished.
David, you're not still doing that, are you?
Leave him alone. It keeps him happy.
Honey, we have more important things to think about. The well's almost dry, you know.
We'll figure it out. We always do.
David! Come out and say hello to your wife.
Sorry. Hello, sweetheart.
This is John.
Ah, new one, eh? How are you?
I don't remember anything.
Just your name, right? Same thing happens to everyone.
How is he?
A bit agitated today. He's drawing lots.
Who?
My husband.
Where is he?
He prefers to stay in the back room. Doesn't like to see the sand. And he draws on the walls.
Is he... I mean, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything, but... I mean, was he hurt somehow?
Maybe, but Matthias has been like this for a long time now. Just spends his days drawing his pictures.
Oh, wait, he drew that cloud again today.
Honey...
No, I'm sure it means something.
It means my husband has lost his mind.
Ah, but what if...
David, enough.
Yes, stop.
Just think he's trying to tell us something.
I'll go give him his lunch. It's good to meet you, John.
You too.
It's getting harder for her, David.
It'd be better if she knew it actually meant something.
But it doesn't, does it? Matthias is just like everyone else. But instead of wandering into the sands, he locks himself in his room and draws pictures.
John, can we take a look at this? I've noted down all the things he's drawn in order. Just flick through.
Clouds, people with wings, huge cubes. What's that?
It's nothing, just a big circle.
Or a sun. Or maybe even a moon. And he's drawn himself inside it. I mean, don't you think that seems kind of symbolic?
Sounds like all the nonsense. Man in the moon.
You're reading that in yourself, David.
No. No, wait, this is, Well, it's a pattern. Or a story. Like, it all fits together. Like,
No.
Or... No. They're probably right. If a picture's simple enough, you can read anything into it.
Can we get you something to eat?
I'm looking for someone.
Sorry?
Her name's Caroline. I lost her.
Out in the sands?
I suppose so.
Sorry. She's gone for good. There's nothing out there. Just more sand.
Matthias, what is it? I'm sorry. He just went crazy.
Matthias, calm down. Look, this is John. He's new.
Ow! Get off me. What's he doing?
Matthias, let him go.
Come on, mate. That's enough.
He's writing on John's arm. Pull him off.
I don't want to hurt him.
Honey, stop.
Wait. What's he writing?
Oh, God. It says... None of this is right.
Sandstorm, get the place closed up.
I'll get the windows.
Kira, help me with the door. Matthias!
Wait, just ran out.
No, Matthias! Marty, come back!
Kira, no! Wait!
Come back! Sand's getting everywhere!
John? John, where are you?
Caroline?
John, help me!
Caroline!
Don't go out there! Wait!
It's too late. They've all disappeared.
We have to do something!
No, Sally. Nobody comes back from the sands.
I hate this place.
I know, sweetheart, but it's the only life we've got.
Where did all the sand go?
The traveller had moved beyond the terrible desert of the abandoned, into a place far fairer, yet still holding hidden dangers. The bandits had been well hidden, but their blades were keen and ready for blood.
No. No. Help me!
Halt! Be gone. I feel the edge of my blade.
Thanks.
Who would you be, serf?
I'm not a serf. I'm John. I'm looking for someone.
I am Centurion Nathan, and you're on Caesar's land.
Right, sorry, I got lost in the sand.
What sand? The air is clear. Fine.
There were some people, and a guy drawing pictures. Never mind. Look, I don't suppose you've seen someone called Caroline.
Your garb is strange.
Please, Caroline.
Beyond the Twin Hills yonder lies a path. It leads to a villa where you may find answers for what you seek.
Thank you.
Do not thank me, citizen. From what I have heard, the woman who dwells there has nothing but cold truth for those who visit her. Show care. Truth can be a terrible thing. It is often better to live in illusion. Yeah!
Alone again.
And the traveller knew great fear. For the future was a shifting, mysterious place to him.
So we need to go to that villa to find Caroline.
It would seem that answers lie in that direction, yes. Onward you go, traveller. Here I leave you once again.
You're not coming?
The next steps you must take alone.
Why?
It is law. I was merely a tool, a way of keeping you on your path. It was required of me by the greater one.
I don't believe in anything greater than me.
Some things we must accept, regardless. Farewell, traveller.
Empty. Not everything is as it seems on the surface, John Patmos.
And who are you?
I speak the truth.
Where are you?
Everywhere and nowhere. I am one of many such beings, required to play a role in your story, like your narrator, or the million souls who pass through as a simple background to your tale.
Everyone here is obsessed with stories.
That is all there is, John. All of life is a story, and this one more than any other.
Look, I just want to find Caroline.
And that is why you've been brought here. But as in any great tale, you receive nothing without first striving for it and providing a sacrifice.
Sacrificing what?
What else do you have, John? Your soul.
Look, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in all that stuff.
How amusing. You have no idea where you are, do you?
Some delusion? Parallel reality? I don't know. I don't care.
All in good time. Your reward comes with its price, with your sacrifice. You must learn the truth to receive what you want.
But where's Caroline? I'm supposed to find her.
Poor Caroline. To die in such a way.
Yes, I remember. She died. Caroline, the car accident.
Car accident, indeed. The lies we tell ourselves, over and over. The pages of the storybook turn, and history repeats.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I replace him with you, yet still you manage to find them as a group, all together. I had to step in, break them up. I try and try, yet still they resist. And you, John Patmos, you keep finding ways of altering my realities. You break in from the living world with your electrodes and circuits and soulless buttons. You dismiss my sandstorm. Call a guide in the form of a centurion with a familiar face. All against my will. Had it not been for the narrator I sent to you, you would not even have come here.
What are you talking about?
You really think she wants to see? After what you did, Caroline. So devout. Such strong belief. Blind and ignorant in her faith. And how it angered you.
No. No, it never made me angry. I mean, we argued, debated, but never.
How it riled your blood. You trusted science. Fact. Belief was a thing of the past. In the end, it was too much.
What are you saying?
Do you remember the fight, John? Do you remember the anger? The wine you drank that night?
No. Well, that didn't happen.
Always an accident in the end. The same story, told over and over. With Matthew, a betrayal of his loved one's trust. Then, a hit and run. Finally, two crashes, both fatal. Such a shame. But with you, with my new hero, a similar pattern. Drinks, words, anger, and a push. Just a little push.
No, I didn't do that.
You did. A moment of passion, of fury. Why could she not see you were right? Why did she follow a book of rules so ancient as to be utterly ridiculous in the modern world? And then the push, a moment of weakness. You just want her to listen. She falls. Oh, how she falls. There is kitchen table. Can you think of anything more for sale? Strong and wooden, sharp at the edges. Her poor little head, weak on the inside, weak on the outside. Breaks. So, easily.
No!
Just like that, she is dead. Gone. And to your scientific mind, lost forever. Because of you. Unless she was right. Unless there is something beyond death. And what if you could travel?
That wasn't why I built the machine. But I loved her.
Of course you did, John. Love kills more than anything else.
Did I really do that? Was I the reason?
Yes, John. But I am offering you a second chance. Redemption. You decide what kind of person you want to be. The past will always be there. But the decision you make now is what counts.
Wait. No way, something's wrong.
No, John. This is the only way. You make a mistake and you fix it as best you can.
Those aren't your words. They're just echoes of something. All of this is an echo. A story that hasn't finished yet.
What?
He wrote it on my arm. None of this is right. I didn't kill her.
Listen to me, John.
No. No, it's a lie. You're trying to feed me lies and I don't believe you.
How can you resist me?
You're a part of the story now. The book continues.
You promised me Caroline. Instead, you tried to trick me and use me, but I am not your puppet.
Everything that exists in the afterlife is my puppet. You serve my will. It is law. Submit to me. I am everything.
No. I'm not part of your stupid story. I just want Caroline.
Come on to the balcony.
Is it
actually you.
It's me, John. You found me.
Finally. Oh, baby, I've missed you so much.
I've missed you too. But, John, we don't have much time.
What? No.
She'll be back. You can fight her, but I can't. I fell into her story. I follow her rules.
I was right, wasn't I? Everything she said, it wasn't true. Like, I didn't.
It was a bad road. And a car I should have had serviced. That's all, John. It's just an accident.
Caroline, you were right. About life after death, everything, I mean, I was wrong. Oh, gosh, I should have given you a chance.
I wasn't completely right, John. Death's actually a lot more complicated than I thought. And that's why you need to go now.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
John, there were some people you met. Important people. If any of this is to be fixed, they need to be themselves again. And for that to happen, you have to will all of this away. Including me.
No. No, it took me so long to find you.
And I'll still be out there. Close to Alpha. She'll keep me as a bargaining chip. She's scared of you. But, John, none of this is right. Look over the balcony.
The land. It goes on forever. And it's shimmery in places.
That's where it changes. See where the sands meet the Roman afterlife? Over another direction is a world with no light. And on the horizon there, that's a place where everything is made of sound. All of these different places existed before, but not the way they do now. It's all wrong. Because of me. Because you wanted to find me and you helped her rewrite the book.
But I don't care.
I do. You can't see it from my side. There's no rest. We're all just players in our stories. But the others, the ones you need to bring back, they've got a chance to change it forever. And they'll need your help.
What can I do?
The book, John. Get to the book. You're alive. You can rewrite it. The way they want you to, not Alpha.
She'll never let me get close again.
The others will find a way. They always do.
I don't want to leave you. It's not fair.
Death's not fair. It isn't what it should be either. It isn't what it used to be. Make it better. Be that scientist I fell in love with. Find the solution, John.
But I don't know how to get back.
It's as simple as a thought. You get what you want.
Or what you think you deserve.
And we all deserve more than this. Put things back the way they were. One man set all this in motion. Put him back where he belongs.
I'll find you again.
I believe you. Bye, John.
Bye. I'm back. Everything's gone back to the way it was. Dave, the book. We need to get the book.
Oh, good. Living boys, last is marbles. Great timing.
Not now, John. Something's happening in the centre of the afterlives.
Whatever's in there is coming out.
A wave of light. It's huge. The size of the entire fleet.
That light. What is it?
Something we've never seen before.
We might have bitten off too much this time, Dave.
It'll be fine. We have the whole angel and devil armadas, right? Right? Right?
The cloud will stay together, won't it?
Of course! Well, probably.
Brilliant. Am I the only one who thinks that light is coming straight for us? Us specifically?
Unfortunately, no.
Dave, if I get burned away to nothing...
We can't die, remember? No graveyards, no oblivion. Just whatever that thing is. The truth.
So clever. My little puppets.
That's the great secret truth of the afterlives. A woman in a robe.
That is just what we are seeing. She's more than that. David.
I know. Barry, are you feeling this?
She's not like us. But she's not a lower being either. She's...
something bigger.
Who are you?
He knows.
Who? John?
You were a fool, John. Pappas.
You could have had everything you wanted.
Everlasting joy. Instead, you've chosen destruction.
I won't be your slave. I know how to beat you.
I have the hordes and masses of all the afterlives in my service.
You will never see those pages again.
Is anyone following this?
No, but then I'm not the best judge.
What are you?
I am everything.
What, like, God? Are you God?
Don't be an idiot. She can't be God, can she?
All those questions we never asked. Angels without a creator. Do we come from you?
Nonsense.
It is true.
You too came from me, Baraba. All light and shadow lived.
I don't believe it.
You, David. You has died and come back so many times.
Who do you think allowed your resurrection?
We're stopping this. The graveyards, all of it.
Presumptuous little puppet. Nothing happens, but I will.
Dave! Maybe we shouldn't be winding up God.
She's not God.
Are you so sure?
Angel?
She's a manipulator.
Well, she's not the devil. Certainly I'd know. Also, the devils are far too well-dressed for that get-up.
You have all served your purpose.
It is time to start everything over. It is time for what comes next.
And what's that?
Oblivion.
Tabula rasa.
My dream started anew.
We won't go down without a fight.
Then a fight you shall have. Let all ships in this armada and all souls in the afterlife hear my words.
I have been awoken from my eternal slumber.
And now my heart cries for one thing alone.
War. The end of all who can stand against me.
The end of these afterlives.
Diversify your university involvement and experience a new culture today.
Isaac UBC is the world's largest student-run organization that specializes in helping you get an internship or a volunteering opportunity abroad.
With thousands of opportunities in over 127 countries and territories, this is truly an international experience.
Apply today at Isaac.ca. That's AIESEC.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
The most powerful.
And you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald. That's all the time that we have for Skulls Hall this week. Tune in to us next week. And we're going to be taking a listen to the finale to the season 3 of Afterlives. But until then, from all of us here in beautiful Vancouver and at CITR, please enjoy your weekend.